This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining me on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. We have another week before Father's Day, and I had to have my guests return. A couple of months back, we had Chris Radosha and Richard Cunningham from Man Up and Lead, and we are back together again, guys. Thank you for joining me again this summer.
Thanks for having us back.
Fellas, last time you guys were here, we was talking about the Man Up and Lead radio show. We were talking about the Dad Cave. If you missed that episode, go to blogtalkradio.com or soundcloud.com or fathermatters.org. We had an exciting show. We was talking about early childhood development, the radio show. But what I want to touch on right now, since Father's Day is right around the corner, I want to touch on the men, because I know the last show we were saying, you know, the Dad Cave, we help dads who work with children 0 to 5. But there's a lot of men who are not in their children's life, some not by choice, some by choice. But there are a lot of us as men struggling today just to be a man. You know, the average man has less than 3 friends in a lifetime. There are men right now doing life on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, there are. And, you know, it's interesting. I work with some parents who are single parents. Some are mostly single moms. Some are single dads. But the one thing that is interesting, now we had a radio show in March, and we had a lady on there who submitted a letter to nominate her boyfriend as somebody that manned up. This is a guy in his 20s. And I want to get a positive note out here first. This is a guy in his 20s. They were dating. He knew she had a child. He just went right in as though that was his child. That child loves him to death. The biological father's not involved. And that's a guy that really has manned up. And, of course, her dad is a good friend of ours. And he's the one that actually submitted his name to start with to get this little award that we have. We call a Man Up Award. And it's amazing that at 20 years old, you don't see that very often. But yet you see these guys that are in their 30s and 40s, deadbeat dads, not taking care financially, not wanting that connection, not being involved. There was no abuse involved, and we always point that out. If there's abuse involved, that's a lot different story. But I like your advertisement about needing some legal help to regain some sort of custody with your children. The only exception to that is if there's still physical abuse involved, sure, you've got to protect your children. But you know what? Any other reason is not valid. Dads, you need to step up.
That's right. And you don't have to do life alone. You don't have to do this on your own. A lot of guys, you know, we help people who are going through custody issues. We help them file the paperwork. The help, the services are right there. I had a guy come at a workshop a couple months back, and I found out it's one of those things. First, he'd come in, you know, my ex-girlfriend doesn't allow me to see my child, you know, and right now is one of those times where he haven't seen his son in a couple of months. Mm-hmm. And then as I spend time with him and listen to him, it was one of those things where I found out that it was okay for him to move on. He would have a different girlfriend. Everything is fine. But if the mom was dating someone, he would stop with the support. He would stop seeing his son. Mm-hmm. It's that control.
Yeah.
It's using your children as a pawn. Yeah. And people have got to understand, this is not a game. This is actually your child's life. Another gentleman we had on back in March with our it was our kickoff to every month we're going to do on one of our shows, celebrating a dad who's doing it right.
Yes. Every month?
Every month. And they're going to get, I've got the Man Up and Lead shirt on that we're wearing.
Yes.
But we're creating a special.
Which you didn't bring me, by the way.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's in the mail.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. It's in the mail.
Tell me, Chris.
But we have one that's a special color combination.
Yes.
Just for the dads who win those awards. So when we start getting more events, where we want to do things that were in the community, like the Diamondbacks back in April have a daddy-daughter one. Fantastic to turn around and go to and take your kid. Well, we'd like to turn around and start doing more of those types of events, Man Up and Lead, where we get the dads to come. Well, wouldn't it be awesome for those dads to show up and they've got their own special shirt for winning that award?
Yes.
But it's truly, to me, just mind-boggling how guys and girls, I've seen both sides of the fence, where they end up using that child as a pawn. And for a long time, they'll tell lies, they'll do everything. And yes, it will come back to haunt you. I've seen it in friends who have had that. And, boy, the kid gets older and they realize, wait a minute, that parent's been the one who's playing me and lying to me. And there becomes some serious hatred and anger toward that parent.
Yes.
And, man, they can't reach out enough to the other. One of the gentlemen we had on the show there in March, he didn't know for 18 years he had a son. 4 years ago, somebody that he was staying with sat him down and said, your mother's been lying to you. She said he had been killed. And this is actually who. And he went out and started searching and found him through Facebook. And they have now reunited. His son has given him now a grandchild already.
How about that?
You know, it's just amazing, though, that, you know, they're being able to connect that way. And thank goodness he's not holding any ill will toward, because, I mean, a lot of kids growing up having that anger towards dad either leaving or what happened, that makes it tough. But you got to stop. People have got to stop using their kids as a pawn.
And you know, we say this on almost every show, too, because it seems to always come around to this, is, you know what, your children didn't marry you, or your children didn't have a baby with you. Your children were a result of whatever choice you made, whether it was to not, you know, out of wedlock or in wedlock, doesn't matter. That's your child. Keep them out of the middle. And I, you know, not only man up, but woman up. Same side. You know, don't talk negatively about your dad, about the child's dad.
That's right.
Don't talk negatively about the child's mother. You know what? If you have differences, you settle that outside of the children's environment, and you support them to be part of co-parenting.
And a lot of times when kids hear the parent, and even in the home, we don't have to talk about separate parents or co-parents, because there's marriages who will get in an argument with the spouse and say things like, oh, come on, Johnny, get in the truck. And while you're driving down the street to the store, you're saying things like, I don't know why I married your mom. I should never. See, the kids get afraid. They think daddy's going to leave the family. It's my fault. You know, and regardless, when you're talking something about the child's mom, that's just it. You're talking about their mom. You're talking about their dad. And we were just saying a few minutes ago, yeah, there are men who don't want to provide financially or give their time. But there's also a group of guys out there. It's not that they don't care. They just don't know where to start.
Right.
And that's what I appreciate about you guys' show, Man Up and Lead, because you help. I love what you said. I want to hear about it more. But you bring experts on and you guys share. You give people a vehicle, a tool to tune in to get that support. Stop saying there's nothing out there, because there are groups out there. There are radio shows like Man Up and Lead out there. There's programs out there. You've got to go get it.
Absolutely.
You know, you guys, on your radio show, when you were saying you're not the experts, but you bring on the experts, share a little bit more about that.
Well, I mean, we're not necessarily, you know, obviously I'm not a doctor, I'm not licensed, I'm not a therapist by any means. But, you know, I've sat through the parenting classes, I go to the training classes to do it. So, yes, we get to go present it, but it's a bonus there, because then we can use real life experience.
Yeah.
And we've noted on our show, we both have two different backgrounds as far as not only our parents to us, but the way we've been parenting with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it really helps, because when we get to sit down and talk to these dads, you know, maybe I don't have the licenses or the certificates on the wall for it, but coupled with the information that we've, you know, gone through the training for to teach, we now turn around and have real life experience, and we can say, hey, you know what, this has worked for me, this worked for me. And it gives everybody those different perspectives on how you can turn around and accomplish what is needed. Mm-hmm. And the end result is raising those children.
And Chris does have a vast knowledge base, too. He has, his son has a spectrum of Asperger's, and he's worked with him for years, so he does bring a lot of experience into that as well. And although I always say it this way, I'm not certified, but I'm certifiable. No, I always say it just as a joke. But you know, I do come from the marriage, family, and children's therapy background too. So between Chris and I, we add a lot to the show, and we also add a lot to when we do the training, the classes. We had one that we just did in June, just did this month. And it's the 7 Habits of a 24/7 Dad. Now, it's done by Covey. It's not faith-based, but very practical things. You know, one of the examples is, and fathers don't realize this sometimes, and that is we have a water bottle in one hand and we have a soda bottle in the other, and we shake them both, and we said, okay, which one do you think will explode if we open it? Well, that's kind of the way we are. Do we want to be the water bottle, or do we want to be the soda? You know, we need to work on those things to know that, oh, I need to calm down a little bit. So there's a lot of things that we do during these, and the dad cave as well, when we work with it.
Yeah, and I love the soda and water, because what I say a lot, are you the thermostat or the thermometer in your home?
Yeah.
You know, but we are dealing with men, grown men, still dealing with little boy issues.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I work. I'm also a life coach. I sit down. I'm doing a session with a guy right now, and it's like this guy – he makes the money, and he, you know, got the fancy clothes, got the nice car. And as we were unpacking his situation, it was one of those things where when he was from 7 to 9 years old, his mom was married to this guy who always belittled him, tell him he would never be nothing, you're useless. You just kept putting him down, and abusive to his sister as well. Well, by the his mom got a divorce, and this guy died when the stepfather died when the guy who I'm working with now was like 16. Mm-hmm. He didn't realize he spent from 16 to 27 chasing success, not for the stuff or the things, but to prove someone wrong that was already dead since he was a teenager.
Wow. Sure, yeah.
That's what we are walking. That's what we're carrying around.
True. Right. Well, I think back when we were talking about the grades, you know, the kids do want to show and prove to their fathers their success. And so by doing so, you know, that's exactly the same thing. Unfortunately, this person already passed away, but it still weighed in on their mind. And I think that's what we need from involvement. Dads have got to be involved and show them what a true success is. And it may not be the money, the cars, the house, but how is it to be a success to be able to lead your family?
Yeah. And then come together as men. We've got to stop pretending. We are walking around hurting. Men are walking around angry, bitter. You know, and we don't know who or how to talk to. We don't trust each other as men. Can you touch that a little bit, Richard?
Sure, absolutely. You know, one of the things we promote is there isn't anything that any man has ever done or ever will do that's not common to everybody else, every other man. The one thing that men need to do is put down that guard. They need to admit that, hey, you know what? Somebody else has gone through this. Now, where do I go for help? Listening to our show, going onto our site, doing some things like that, going out to Father Matters. There are a lot of organizations for that. Just break down that wall just one time. You know, give us a call, give you a call, go to the websites, whatever it is, but make that first step to just know that you're a common dad and a common man just like everybody else.
Well, and I think, too, that goes back to the evolution of what we consider a man card. Being able to let your guard down, have some of that emotion, be able to open up. Because so often, the old days, the man was supposed to basically be the solution for everything, and you were the rock, and you weren't allowed to have any of those emotions or any of that kind of stuff. It was strictly, you're the rock, hold it together, and everybody else can turn around and have the breakdowns because you're going to be that sturdy foundation. Well, to me nowadays, I mean, part of that sturdy foundation has got to be that they can see it's okay for you to do it. I mean, you build a foundation of something, what do you build it with? Cement and water. So maybe them being able to see that you can have to shed some tears once in a while can add to that cement and make that water and that foundation even stronger.
Yeah, we've got to do that. And then we're about to lead into the commercial break, but I want to unzip this a little bit more, unpack it a little bit more, and start talking about what our women are going through out there as well, dealing with broken men. You're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Chris Radosha and Richard Cunningham from the radio show Man Up and Lead. We'll be back after these messages. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And we're back with Chris Radosha and Richard Cunningham from the radio show Man Up and Lead. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Chris and Richard, sometimes what happens, because I share this a lot, we don't attract in life who we want. We attract in life who we are. Mm. So what ends up happening, if we as young boys grow up broken, we become broken men who get involved with women who were young girls broken, who become broken women. I see a lot of incidents where there might be a woman dating or even will marry a man who she's trying to fix her father through this guy. And I share with guys a lot, our daughters will most likely marry the type of man that we are. So my question, and I say this at the workshops, when I ask the guys to raise their hand at workshops, who would want their daughter to marry the same type of guy that you are today? And I got to admit, man, out of 40 to 50 guys in these rooms, slim to none will raise their hand.
Yeah.
And it makes us do some self-checking.
Oh, definitely.
You know, let's unpack a little bit about what the struggles that some of our women are dealing with, because we as men are afraid to step out to other men to get support.
Wow. I think a lot of it is, as you said, you know, it's, you're a team with your spouse, but there's got to be someone that you can go talk to. And quite often you want it to be your spouse. I mean, that your spouse should be your best friend, the one you want to share with. But there are times where you're going to need a guy's perspective. And unfortunately, it's that touchy-feely down home emotion that's within you that you feel about whatever situation it is that's hard to find. And yes, your wife is your best friend, but if you want a guy's perspective, you're not going to get it from her.
Right.
You've got to have that other person that you can bounce that off of. And like you said, it's hard to. I mean, I've got several friends that I've had for many, many years, and most of them, we don't have a whole lot of those types of conversations. And surprisingly, we moved into the neighborhood we've been in about 3 years ago. And it's strange, but my neighbor and I, he and I, you know, we'll barbecue together, sit there, drink beers, and watch sports and talk. And you know, it's a great relationship. We've had several of those conversations. We've actually had, you know, talking about this or that, what's going on in the home. And not necessarily just to turn around and get a solution, but kind of the guy-to-guy vent, and we can understand and commiserate on some of the things that are going on and the way we're feeling. And I think it's sometimes just getting that off your chest gives you a little bit, oh, wow, I'm not, like you said earlier, Richard, I'm not the only guy going through this. Okay, there are challenges. You know, you're not going to, just because you've married somebody and it was here, you evolve. You know, you evolve, she evolves, some things you evolve together in, some things you're more passionate about or you kind of select and she doesn't. You know, my wife and I love the fact that throughout the years, you know, if she's taken on a new hobby here or there, she'll ask me, hey, I can't figure out how to do this. And I'll come in and try to help her engineer it and fix it or whatever and be a part of it. And she does the same. You know, it doesn't mean that we're always going to want it and love to do it. No, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But I think having that other guy to bounce those things off of, even if it's just a vent, because maybe you're in a bad mood that day and what she's doing really isn't bad, but being able to vent and just get that off your shoulders and then go, oh, you know, maybe I'm being a little too harsh, gives you that opportunity. And I think it's hard to find a guy to do that with, but if you can, that's what you really got to target.
You know, and I'll say it, you know, from a woman's perspective, what I work with, volunteer some time at a domestic violence shelter here in Arizona. And it's interesting. I'm one of the first men that have gone in there to talk to the women. And it's interesting that they repeat some of the same guys, type of guys that they've gone to before. And just like you have mentioned, you know, don't put down your wives. Don't put down your girlfriends. Don't put them down, because you know what? Pretty soon they're going to believe that I am no good. I can't make it with anyone else. I'm not pretty. I'm not attractive. I'm not a whole person. I can't contribute to society. So that's where it's important for the men and the women, too, to not do that to their partner, because somebody's going to believe that. And children will see that as well. Again, we talked about this before, both on your show and ours. Don't put the children in the middle, because pretty soon the little boys might think, oh, that's acceptable behavior. I can treat a woman like that. And likewise, the little girls, it's okay if the guy beats me or hits
me. Yeah, because mom stayed in the relationship.
Yeah,
she stayed in there for 20 years. And, you know, he only does that when he drinks, and he only drinks on the weekends. And he said he's sorry
drinks
and
on the
come back.
And why?
Yeah. Well, why? I had this one guy who said that he had to break up with his girlfriend because it was one of those things like, if he didn't put his hands on her, if he didn't yell at her, she would say things like, you're soft, you're a punk, you don't love me. Mm. But she saw that in her parents.
Yep.
She saw that in her two older sisters. Mm. She saw it in her peers.
Yeah.
So she finally meets someone that's like, I don't need to put my hands on you to show you that I love you.
Yeah.
And when he didn't do that, she will get very abusive towards him.
So she associated abuse with love.
Exactly.
And that's definitely not what you want.
That's not.
To. And we actually did a show, which surprisingly last year, that we did one where it was women on asking what men want, what they wanted from men, and we did the reverse men with women. And it shocked me because I was thinking, you know, most often you hear women talking about what they want. They talk about security. They talk about this, that. Take a guess. Number one thing they wanted to hear.
What?
They wanted from men.
I love you?
Nope.
No. What?
They wanted a man who could make them laugh. A
sense of humor.
How about that?
I was like,
sense of humor.
And this was talking to married women. This was talking to single ones in relationships. I'm like, what? Seriously, stability, faithfulness, all these things were cropping in mind. They want a guy who can make them laugh.
And you know, it wasn't somebody, they didn't want a comedian. What they wanted was somebody that took life as it really is. Some things are naturally funny. Some things are serious. But work together with her. And if you could make her laugh. I mean, I thought that was interesting, too. And, of course, everything followed very closely to that. Security, stability. You know, I want you to show that you love me. And if I have children, to love my children just as your own. All of those things. But it was interesting.
Richard, Chris, we're about to end the show. And, you know, we know Father's Day is coming up. Richard, we're going to have... we have a lot of men who listen to the show nationally who you know, they tell me, they email me, I haven't seen my children in months. Speak to the heart of that one guy that's about to approach another Father's Day without his children, fighting for custody, those type of things. Speak to his heart right now.
Don't give up and reach out. Do whatever you can to reconcile. Go to Father's Matters and see what they can do to help you. Make that connection however you can, even if it's something as simple as a note through a third-party organization. Go to Father Matters and say, hey, can you guys slip a note to them? I know where they're at, but they'll throw it away if it come from me. Just reach out, and don't give up.
Chris, speak to that guy. That guy that's in Tennessee right now. That guy's in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia.
Don't give up. Find a way to make it happen. Find, if a lawyer says he can't help you, find another one. There is someone out there that you will find that person to help you. I like what Richard said. Get a note to them. You know, it is Father's Day. Obviously, that significant other is not going to necessarily be sending you something from the kid or letting the kid do it. But find a way to get them a card to tell them, hey, thank you for making me a father. I appreciate you. I love you. Make sure that child, no matter what the other parent is telling them, knows how much you care. And making that effort, I mean, as simple as it sounds, is going to mean so much to that child that they're going to go, wow, this can't be the same degenerate person that you know, the other parent's talking about. This guy, he loves me. I mean, why else would he come out? You know, do whatever it takes. Obviously, within the law, I'm not trying to go out and do murder. But follow the legal advice. Do whatever it takes. You know, fight to get that custody. And make sure you do the little things that shows that child how much you love them.
And Richard, one more time, what's your website and Facebook?
Our website is www.mual.org, and that takes you right to our radio station, our landing page there. You can get us on Facebook at Man Up and Lead Community, and you can also get our regular website at www.manupandlead.org.
Well, happy Father's Day to you guys, and thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.